1, 2, 3. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. And every week we talk about how to love yourself, others, and a higher nature. How to improve your love life, your relationships, your career, finances, health, and happiness. And today's topic is very interesting, and it's a little bit personal to me too. A way to improve our lives on a daily basis. It is called declutter your space and live free and easy. Now, I have to admit, I have a lot of clutter when it comes to books. I love books and I have them all over my place. And sometimes it's hard to find what I'm looking for because of that. And many people do have the same problem. You know, we live in a cluttered society in many ways. We have a lot of things that we think about in terms of technology, but also in our home sometimes we have excess things, books, clothes, items that we may not need anymore, but we still have them. And the new trend in society is something called decluttering, removing unwanted things from your home and your office so you can live more free and more organized. There are a lot of advantages to having a clean and organized home or office, decluttered. Number one, you're more efficient. You're able to reach for things and find what you need instead of having to look and waste time doing it. You also have more well-being. For example, if your kitchen's organized, you can cook and eat at home. And you also feel more accomplished. You're able to accomplish things and be more efficient. And at the same time, studies show that you're less depressed. In one study, they found that people that live in cluttered homes are more depressed, especially if people tell them that they're cluttered, if they actually point it out. Also, there's less stress when you have a decluttered life. In an evolutionary sense, we often like to have predictable patterns. So when something is disorganized, messy, it kind of messes with our mindset and it makes it hard for us to concentrate. Also, you enjoy things more when you have a decluttered space. You're able to either listen to music, read, or watch TV, whatever you want to do without distractions, without looking around and seeing a bunch of stuff all over the house. Also, relationships are better because people often fight. They say, where's my wallet? Where's my keys? You put it somewhere. You put this there. So people have a little more understanding of each other when they have a uncluttered lifestyle. Also, there's less debt. You may buy fewer things. You have a simpler lifestyle and you don't need to rebuy things that you can't find. Research shows that people that have a decluttered life sleep better. 90% of people who make their bed in the morning say they sleep well. 75% of people that have fresh sheets have better sleep. So there's something about having your bedroom as your sanctuary, a clean, organized, and neat place. Also, eating is also affected by clutter. People that are in cluttered environments eat twice as much cookies and also snacks as if they try to get rid of the stress. Now, some people are what we call spontaneous individuals, and I'm one of them, where we have kind of a go-with-the-flow personality where we may leave things in certain parts of the house and then later clean them up. Other people are very structured and organized, and they have it that way immediately. The key is to have a balance. Find what fits for your personal style, but try to eliminate things that don't belong in your house. Now, why don't people declutter? Why do they let things pile up? One issue is that people spend money on clothes, for example, and maybe expensive clothes, and then they don't wear them. And they feel bad, I spend all that money. Other individuals have an emotional attachment to something, maybe a skirt or dress that they bought years ago when they were maybe skinnier, and they think, well, I can still look like that. Other people have scarcity mentality. They may have been raised in a poor, financially poor environment or household, and they don't want to waste money. They don't want to throw things away or get rid of stuff, even though they don't use it or even want them anymore. Other people have loneliness. They use material items as a way to fill the loneliness, to fill their house with things, to fill that space within. But with all the advantages of decluttering, having a simple and clean and organized place, it's very important to do that because it liberates you in many ways. So how do we do that? Let's say you're a person that may be a little messy or maybe you don't have time, you let things pile up. So what can you do? Number one, before you buy something, ask yourself, what is the cost and benefit of buying this? Do I have room to store it? Do I have to work to keep it? Is the pleasure I get from it worth more than the hassles of having this item? Also, visualize an organized house. One that's restful, energized, peaceful, where everything is in its place and you can enjoy your space. The other important thing in dealing with clutter is to have an emotional separation from the objects or the items. And first you do that by recognizing that you have an emotional connection with some objects. Maybe there's something that your ex gave you, a gift, and you still have it, even though they're not in your life anymore. But you need to get rid of that in some way, either donate or give it away. And realize that when you get rid of the old, you bring in the new. Maybe it could be even a new relationship that you bring in as a result of getting rid of the old things from the past, or a new career, or a new mindset. Another thing you can do in emotional separation is to put all the items in one category on the floor. For example, shoes, books, clothes. And then look at them and maybe even hold them in your hand. Ask yourself, do I have an emotional connection with this in a positive way? Does it bring me joy or pleasure? If it doesn't, either donate it or throw it away. It doesn't belong in your house. One way to do this with clothes is to hang clothes with the hanger in reverse direction. And every time you wear something, put it back in the right direction. If you don't wear it, realize that you don't need it. Maybe months have passed and it's still in the same place, so throw it away or donate it. Now, before you throw it away or donate the clothes, you can fold it and say, thank you for the protection of my body, but I don't need you anymore. For books, you can pick up a book and ask yourself, does it spark joy? Or is it something I can throw away or donate? Now, even if you throw it away or donate it, and if you really want it back, you can always buy one back. For paper, now, many times we have a lot of paper, old things that we don't use anymore, documents. Now, important documents, of course, we're going to keep, perhaps in a plastic folder, or we're going to scan them, put them digital. But all the other stuff, throw away. It doesn't belong there. One of the hardest things for people to deal with are gifts. Let's say you're given a gift, and you don't want to, you know, either throw it away or re-gift it. You feel kind of guilty, but at the same time, you can say to yourself, I received it at the time and had joy of receiving it. I had pleasure, and now I don't no longer need that joy. I can either give it away or donate it if it no longer belongs in my house. Something else that's hard for people to deal with are photos, old photographs. What do you do with all those photos? One thing is to put them in an album if they're very precious to you, or scan them, but try to avoid having loose photos around. The overall idea in this emotional separation between yourself and objects or items is to realize that if you give away or throw something away, number one, express gratitude for the service it provided for you. Maybe it was your first computer that you had, a cell phone that you used a long time ago, something when you had it as a kid, but it no longer provides service, but you express gratitude and you can say, I let it go. Or maybe you had joy when you first bought it, something that you really liked. Maybe it didn't fit you or you didn't want to wear it anymore or use it, but you had kept it. But now you said, I don't need that joy anymore. I already had it. I can give it away or throw it away. Now, some people find it hard to organize their house. They have so much junk, so many things. You can start by doing 5 minutes a day. Give away one item a day. And in a year, you're going to give away 365 items, which is a lot of stuff. Or you can do what's called the 12-12-12 program. On a particular day, find 12 things you want to throw away, 12 things you want to donate, and 12 things you want to put in the right place. Another way to help you understand the importance of getting rid of clutter is to walk in your front door and see yourself as a visitor coming into your own house. You'd be surprised when you see your house full of so much junk and so many things that don't belong there, and it'll give you a different perspective. Also, you can find a little part of your house, maybe a part of a desk or part of a kitchen where it's a little bit messy, and take a before and after picture. Take a picture before with all the clutter, and then take the clutter out of there for a minute. Take another picture. Ask yourself, how do I feel when I look at the new clutterless part of my house that has nice space to it? You might feel better, more relaxed, more peaceful. Also, you can invite your friend for a throwaway party. Let's say you want to throw away some big things that you haven't been able to part with. And the idea is that both of you have to agree to keep it. If one of you disagrees, then you throw it away. And also create space in your life for relaxation and for enjoyment. Say no to needless involvements, maybe appointments and things that you don't really want to do, or social engagements, and say, I don't want to do that. I'm going to say no to that. I'm going to create my own personal emotional space for things I really want to do, spending more time with my family, creativity, working, hobbies, and so forth. And as you start to separate yourself from objects that weigh you down emotionally and psychologically, you can start to expand your space in a positive way. Maybe find a place in your house, we call it your success space, where you put up pictures of things that are happy for you, maybe encouraging you financially and career-wise, maybe won some awards and trophies. Also, you can have a relationship space, part of your house where you have pictures of your loved ones, or maybe if you're single, to find that soulmate, where you can imagine it through affirmation and picture of the person you'd like to be with or things you want to do with them. Maybe even some flowers can be put there. Another part of your home could be a wisdom space, where you put your beloved books, CDs, DVDs, things that give you knowledge. And maybe you might have other areas, maybe leisure areas, travel area, where you put up posters of places you want to go or pictures of places you've been. So all these things encourage you to give you peace and joy and satisfaction, these parts of your home or your office, your personal space. And the bottom line for all this stuff is to realize that when you get rid of outer junk, you often get rid of inner junk. Maybe you're holding on to something from the past, maybe a relationship, something from an ex-partner or a parent or family member that you no longer have a connection with, and you want to move beyond the regret, the sadness, disappointment. And by getting rid of some of these external things, these objects, you start to get rid of the internal things that hold you back. Regret, fear, past attachments to toxic people. Maybe there are people in your life that you need to let go. And maybe there's some of their belongings that are in your house, or even some pictures that you want to get rid of. So the key is to start to eliminate the negative parts of your life, negative energy, so you can bring love into your life. And that really is the ultimate part that you want to spray all over your house and whenever where you go, is loving energy. and things that are positive, passionate, that inspire you and bring you joy in any, anything that you do. So again, Love University students, today the goal is to get rid of the clutter in your life, whether it's external clutter, whether it's clothes or items that you no longer need or use, and also negative thoughts, failures, anxieties, regrets, things that hold you back. And the more you do that, the more you will be free to live a life of success, joy, and love. If you want to reach us on Love University and send us show ideas or maybe be a guest on the show, you can write to us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com. Call us at 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. And of course, like us at Love University Podcast on Facebook. And for Twitter and Instagram, follow us at Love Letter U Podcast. So Love University students, until next time, put away your notepads, your iPads, your books, and actually organize them really nice. Put them in the night space so you can have a clutter-free life and a wonderful week. Dr. Alex Avila, this is Love University.